Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
I will speak on the law, on the judgment. The judgment is the law. I remind you of Daniel 11:36, saying, that is determined shall be done. And I introduce this statement from the Gentiles in regard to the law, Isaiah 40:8. It says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. The law of which I speak, it has been determined, shall stand forever. That means it stands at this time, and it shall continue to stand from this time and forever. The word of our God shall stand forever. The law, the judgment, stands forever. It is forever valid. There is no statute of limitation on the judgment, which is the law. The question, we continue to answer it and consider it. Luke 10:26 asks, what is written in the law? This is what I, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, am doing. I am showing you people the things that are written in the law. So we are still answering the question, what is written in the law? Then there's the question, Romans 7:7, asking, is the law sin? There's the question, Psalm 94:20, asking the Lord Tommy L. Hart, quote, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee? Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee? I will get to those questions in time. We are still considering the judgment. By way of reminder, in the judgment, Judaism and Christianity are condemned. They are terminated. In the judgment is the law. The office of the papacy is terminated. These three, Christianity, Judaism, and the office of the papacy, are terminated for their wickedness. they have met their end. What you see in today's Christianity, Judaism, and papacy is fraud in action. You see robbery. You see crookedness. You see stubborn resistance and defiance. You see sin. Now, what about the Gentiles themselves? But before I say that, let me say this. I will say this and move on. And this is said in easy to understand words. People, you are not supposed to be practicing Judaism or Christianity at this time because they are outlawed according to the law. According to the law that is in the AVB, which I have showed you. You are not supposed to be practicing Judaism or Christianity because they are outlawed. Now, what about the Gentiles themselves? Are the Gentiles off the hook? I will show you what the law says to and about the Gentiles. And we remember the principle that is determined shall be done, and the word of the law, the judgment, shall stand forever. Okay. Now, the first statement, 1 Kings 12, verse 4. This is said to Mr. Hart, the AVB's Lord God. Quote, "We will serve thee." Easy to understand words. They need no interpretation. We understand them clearly. Quote, "We will serve thee," end quote. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, who is the AVB's last God standing. There is no more Lord all caps because the office of the papacy has been terminated. I trust you will remember these things. I trust you will consider these things and act accordingly. I trust you will refer to Lawmaster Archives to really capture all that is being said. Lawmaster Archives is there for your use. It is there for your good and benefit. Is already determined that the Gentiles, alias white people, will serve the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That is determined shall be done. The word of Lord, all caps, in the law, as it relates to the law, and the judgment shall stand forever. This is an eternal stance of the Gentiles will serve thee. That is something that has been determined. The Gentiles will serve the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, as the principle says, that is determined shall be done. Now remember, at this time, legally, the practice of Judaism and Christianity are prohibited, are stopped, they are outlawed, and there is no more papacy. The Gentiles' freedom of religion is crushed. I repeat, the Gentiles' freedom of religion is crushed. There is no more freedom of religion in the nations and kingdoms of the Gentiles who are, according to the law, the servants of God, the man, Tommy L. Hart, the performer of all things. Notice this about the law. The law is stated, it is given in easy to understand words. The language of the law is clear and unmistakable. Clear and unmistakable. So, the record shows the Gentiles' promise to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Again, I quote, "We will serve thee. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart." Joshua 9:8, it is written of the Gentiles, "We are thy servants." Of course, the statement is to the man, Tommy L. Hart, who the Bible calls and identifies as the Lord God. Corinthians 8:5, an explanation of that Joshua 9:8 statement is given. "And this they did," I'm quoting, "and this they did. They first gave their own selves to the Lord." This Lord is the man, Tommy L. Hart, performer of all things. So, the statement, again, here, "We are thy servants." The first statement, they say, the Gentiles have said, "We will serve thee." Now this statement, Joshua 9:8, "We are thy servants." And the explanation set in 2 Corinthians 8:5, "And this they did, they first gave their own selves to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart." Psalm 116:16. Even the judge has said, all caps has said to me, I am thy servant. Furthermore, in Psalm 119:91, all caps, the judge says to me, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, all are thy servants. All the Gentiles are thy servants. All the nations and governments and kingdoms of the Gentiles are the servants of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the performer of all things. And in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13, the law says to Mr. Hart, quote, thy shalt be the head and not the tail. Let me read that statement from the book. Okay, we're talking about Deuteronomy 28:13. And I'm turning. Deuteronomy 28:13. The law says to the man, Tommy L. Hart, I'm still turning. And the Lord, all caps, shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou, speaking to the man Tommy L. Hart, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. The law, that is a determination that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, shall be the head and not the tail. The head of the Gentiles. The head of the Gentiles. Isn't that logical? The Gentiles, the Gentiles in the law say to me, quote, we are thy servants, end quote. We will serve thee. Okay? So, in the law, all Gentile nations, governments, kingdoms, etc., are inferior to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. They are inferior, and their position, their standing, is that of servants before the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the performer of all things. The law is clear. In Ezra 10, verse 4, I am told, or the man Tommy L. Hart is told, arise, for this matter belongs to thee. We also will be with thee. The word saying to me, arise, this matter belongs to thee. What matter? The matter of the AVB, King James Version Bible. The content of the AVB the content of the King James Version Bible belongs to thee. Get that? Remember in the AVBs, in the salutation of the law, it says this, to the unknown God, the Bible's salutation is addressed to the unknown God. And that is in the book of Acts, the salutation. The unknown God was predicted to come. He has come, and he has revealed his name, the name Tommy L. Hart, who the Bible in the salutation calls the unknown God, because before the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, manifested and revealed himself, he was unknown. His name was not known, the Lord God's name. The Lord God had to provide his name when he comes, which the man Tommy L. Hart has already done. He has revealed himself. So, again, the man Tommy L. Hart is made head of the Gentiles. The law says to him, arise, this matter belongs to thee, the matter of the AVB. And they say, we also will be with thee. With, meaning in agreement with, agreeing with. I'm presenting the law is clear. Okay, now. I'm moving on. Isaiah 60, verse 12, says this. To the man, Tommy L. Hart, for the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. The nation and kingdom that will not serve thee, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, that nation, that kingdom shall perish. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 3 and 4 says, the Gentiles shall come to thy light. And that spoke to the man, Tommy L. Hart, the Bible's Lord God. The Gentiles shall come to thy light. And in Isaiah 60, verse 5b, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is told, the forces of the Gentiles shall come to thee. Now, in both these statements, come to, in the first statement, come to, and in the second statement, come to, that means as by inheritance. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, inherit the Gentiles and the forces of the Gentiles. Well, again, doesn't that follow logically? The Gentiles are become, they are made by the law, the servants of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is declared to be the head of the Gentiles, who are the servants of the man, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. So, the Gentiles shall come to my light, to me, the Lord God, and the forces shall come to the man, Tommy L. Hart, who is the Bible's Lord God. Let me read it this way. The Gentiles shall come to as by inheritance, they shall come to thee, or come to thy light. The forces of the Gentiles shall fall to thee. The Gentiles shall fall to thee. Okay? They shall fall to thy light. I think that's clear. I don't need to do any further elucidation on that. The Lord God shall inherit the Gentiles, and he shall inherit the forces of the Gentiles. Okay? Those two statements are given in Isaiah 60, verses 3 and 4, and Isaiah 60, verse 5b. This statement here in Numbers 32, verse 25, says, thy servants will do as my Lord commandeth. The statement is to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Again, quote, thy servants, who are the Gentiles, will do as my Lord commandeth. The servants of the Gentiles, the statement is made to the Lord God. I've given the statements, Joshua 9:8, we are thy servants, and the 1 Kings 12:4 statement, speaking of the Gentiles, they say to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, we will serve thee. These two statements, we will serve thee, and we are thy servants, and now thy servants will do as my Lord commandeth. The judge is speaking to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is the judge's Lord. So he says, thy servants will do as my Lord commandeth. And that said to me, just as the statement, we are thy servants, and the statement, we will serve thee, they are all said to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, in Genesis 44, verse 9, it is said, quote, we will be my Lord's bondmen. That's a decision. That's a determination. That is determined shall be done. The determination. Genesis 44, verse 9. We will be my Lord's servant, my Lord's bondman, says the judge. That's the determination. Nehemiah 5, verse 5. And lo, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants. There you have it. The word is to us today. The word is to me. The word is to you. It's to all of us. And I distinguish, clarify the things that I said to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and I make clear the things that I said to the people. I make clear the things that the people see in agreement with the things that are determined. This is so important. These things, the Gentiles have kept to themselves. They have not taught. They have lied on the Bible in their Christian teaching. They have withheld that which is good. All right? The man, Tommy L. Hart, is making known the things which the Gentiles have kept secret. He is making known the mysteries in the Bible. Mysteries, things that black people have not understood and have had no knowledge of. The Gentiles, it's clear we can see, they don't teach the law. The law brings them under bondage. The law makes them, brings them into servanthood under the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the performer of all things. People, this is good news. This is great news. Bible truth. The law is not made void. The word says, the law says, the people have said in agreement about the law and the judgment, the word our God shall stand forever. This law, which I present to you, is forever valid. These things are so important that you should take time to make sure you get exactly the understanding that I am giving. Again, Lawmaster Archives is there for your learning, your knowledge, your good, your benefit, and that you may grow thereby. Whereas the Gentiles have given to black people, Israelites included, false faith. The Gentiles have given them lies. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, gives them the truth, and the truth is given to all people, everywhere. The law is to be executed. I am doing what the law has said I must do, and that is teach the law to them that do not know it. Teach the law to them that do not know it. Black people have not known the law. The Gentiles know the law, and they have tried to cover it with false teachings. Okay? So it's very important that you understand these matters and get behind the man, Tommy L. Hart. Get in support of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the performer of all things. The AVB supports the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I am supported 100% by the law of the AVB, which I make clear to you, the people. Okay, so the law says in Revelation 22, verse 3, his servants shall serve him. The his obviously is a reference to God, the man, Tommy L. Hart, the last God standing, his servants. The servants are the Gentiles. The law says about the Gentiles, his servants shall serve him. That's a determination. His servants shall serve him. Just as Genesis 44, verse 9 is a determination, we will be my Lord's bondmen. A decision that's been decided already. That shall be determined shall be done, shall be executed, shall be performed as prescribed by law. We've covered a lot of ground in this episode. Which is titled, I believe, The Servants of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay, now, next statement. The Gentiles say to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, in Numbers 32, verse 1, as the Lord has said to thy servants, so will we do. And that statement also is viewed as the Gentiles responding to the judge, saying, as the Lord, all caps, the judge, has said to thy servants, to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's servants, so will we do. Let me read the statement as is. Numbers 32, verse 31. As the Lord, all caps, has said to thy servants, so will we do. It's already agreed upon. It's already decided. Things are already decided, and the same things are already agreed upon. It has been determined that the servants should also do these two things commanded by the judge, all caps. A, Genesis 31, verse 16. The Gentiles are told, whatsoever God has said, do. They are supposed to do whatsoever Lord all caps has said in judgment and in law, and they are to do whatsoever God, the last God standing, the man Tommy L. Hart, has said the Gentiles are to do. Whatsoever God has said to thee, do. I repeat, Genesis 31, verse 16, to the Gentiles, whatsoever God has said to thee, and we, John chapter 2, verse 5, whatsoever he saith to thee, do it. Whatsoever the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, says to his servants. The servants are told in the law, they are commanded to do it. The servants say to the judge and to God, the man Tommy L. Hart, in Ezra 10, verse 12, as thou hast said, so must we do. Now, the Gentiles are commanded in Numbers 32, verse 24, quote, do that which hath proceeded out of thy mouth, end quote. The Gentiles today are under the law. Get that, know that, and keep that. The Gentiles are to do that which has proceeded out of their mouth. Now, the law speaks for the Gentiles today, okay? The law speaks for them. And just in case I did not give you this statement, let me go back. And I believe I did, but let me just repeat it. Nehemiah 5, verse 5. And lo, we bring the Gentiles, the judge says, regarding the Gentiles, with respect to the Gentiles, and lo, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants. The Gentiles today are the sons and daughters. They are the offspring of the Gentiles of the past. Okay? The law is to us today. All right? Now, let me address this question, which is directed to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 94, verse 20. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee? 2 Corinthians 6:14 speaks, saying, what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? These last two questions seem to answer the first question. Albeit, this is my answer to the first question. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, say to you, say in response to that question is now moot because of what I've stated earlier regarding the papacy. The papacy is